Premier David Eby Wednesday, May 29, hails the pending expansion of the South Okanagan and Similkameen primary care network as a response to local healthcare needs, but it is not clear yet when the full-time positions will be in place. Primary care networks mean that additional healthcare workers are on deck just for you and your family with the care that you need, he said. People who live in rural communities deserve high-quality healthcare close to where they live, Eby added. Eby was speaking at Oliver's South Okanagan General Hospital, where BC Health Minister Adrian Dix and Rolly Russell, MLA for Boundary Similkameen, joined him. Russell also serves as Parliamentary Secretary for Rural Development. PNCs connect patients with family physicians, nurse practitioners and other health professionals with patients in the South Okanagan and Similkameen PNC is among 79 such networks across BC. It launched in 2019 and its current complement is about 36 full-time medical staff. Related, BCNDP Osoyo's retreat signals the election importance of Okanagan, that 87% of our hiring done and this includes doctors and nurse practitioners and social workers and dietitians, Dix said. As of March 31, government was funding South Okanagan and Similkameen for just under 42 full-time positions. But neither Dix nor government's release identified when the new positions would be in place. Black Press Media has reached out to Dix's ministry for additional information. As of May 2024, the South Okanagan and Similkameen has attached just under 22,600 individuals to primary care providers. Both Eby and Dix framed the expansion of the South Okanagan and Similkameen PNC as part of ongoing efforts to train and attract more healthcare workers. Russell said primary care networks not only help provide healthcare, but also serve communities in other ways. Primary care is at the heart of much we can lean on to get people to actually stay in our communities and help us get to that place of thriving, he said. Annual funding for the operation of the facility will top $6.8 million once it has reached its full staffing level. Oliver Mayor Martin Johansson welcomed Wednesday's announcement. Approval of the Rural Growth Plan and expansion of the primary care network for the South Okanagan Similkameen is exciting news, he said. More people getting access to health care closer to home is a priority and a much appreciated investment in our rural communities.